Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Thanks for being with us this hour on The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. The suspect in the deadly van rampage in Toronto earlier this week has been charged with first-degree murder for the deaths of 10 people. Alec Manassian is accused of committing those murders by mowing people down on a nearly two-mile stretch of crowded sidewalks. Toronto police are still looking for motives here, including looking at Manassian's social media posts.
The accused is alleged to have posted a cryptic message on Facebook minutes before he began driving the rented van.
That cryptic message praised gunman Elliot Roger, who killed six people in Isla Vista, California in 2014. The message also spoke of what Manassian called an incel rebellion. The word incel comes from the phrase involuntary celibacy, and it's an identifier for a mostly online community of misogynist men. Jack Smith IV is senior writer for Mike and host of the upcoming Facebook Watch show For the Record, which traces America's history of racism and sexism and extremism. Jack Smith, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me on today.
Jack, investigators have not said that Alec Manassian's membership in the incel community that we're going to discuss was the motivator for this attack. But his apparent statements about incel have shined some light on it. Incel or involuntary celibacy, what can you tell us about the origins of this movement, what it is and who's attracted to it?
So to understand the origin of this term, and there's a whole lexicon of terms used in sort of the online misogyny community. But we have to understand the way that virulent misogyny and its various communities online see the world. So for most of us, looking at society and history, we understand that to one degree or another, sexism is real and sets up any number of barriers between women and their flourishing and success in their social success, their economic success. In the world of online men's rights activism, as it's sometimes called, they see this power dynamic inverted completely. It's not women who are the victims of sexism, but men. And it's men who suffer the actual barriers and that women use various kinds of conniving to set themselves up as sort of the true dominant class in our society. So
Jack, you mentioned men's rights and the men's rights community, something that people may have heard of online. Incel or involuntary celibacy is a subset of that?
Yeah, it's a part of sort of the cornucopia of identities in the men's rights movement. And specifically, it is men who believe that they have been deprived of intimacy, the women's intimacy, perhaps intentionally, and that deprivation, their inability to essentially have sex with women has been an assault on their self-esteem, their sense of status, and consequently their self-worth, and then harbor an enormous amount of resentment towards women for that alleged disenfranchisement.
And there's a narrative threading through this, which you're alluding to, that says feminism, essentially, even modernity itself, has basically robbed men of their masculinity.
That's right. It's important to understand, you know, there's a relationship between men's grievance and a lot of times what we see in white supremacy and white grievance. So we are obviously living through a time when women are increasingly demanding equity and equality in various spaces of life. So we see this, for example, in the Me Too movement. The, quote, men's rights movement is a sort of reactionary backlash to this demand, the same way that every time throughout history we see a demand for civil rights for, say, people of color, there is a commensatory white backlash. So on the one hand, it is misogyny as anyone on the street understands misogyny. But on the other hand, it's also a very specific political identity that provides an entire critique of the world to those who adhere to it.
And how large is this community? And let's confine it to the incel community online. Do we have a sense of how big these groups are?
So these things are pretty hard to talk about, but we can talk in some vague numbers. You know, I get the question, same question a lot about the so-called alt-right. How big is it? Some incel communities have reached maybe 20 to 40,000 members before they are often shut down from sites like, for example, Reddit, where many forums exist to support men who feel so aggrieved by feminism and alleged anti-male sentiment. But it's not really clear the broad extent to which this is felt, because one of the only ways it comes to the fore and we experience it is in moments like Tuesday's van attack, which is only one of many examples of extreme violence and mass killing related to men's reactionary misogynist identity.
Right. So I want to talk about that nexus with violence, because we have to be careful to draw a line here. The men's rights community online might be large, and the incel community, it's hard to say. Being a misogynist or feeling like you've lost your masculinity isn't illegal. Violence definitely is illegal. And Alec Manassian allegedly in one of his posts praises someone he calls Supreme Gentleman Elliot Rodger. Now, I mentioned Elliot Rodger as the perpetrator of a mass attack in California in 2014. Is he some kind of patron saint of a violent wing of the incel community?
So for the more nihilistic leanings of the community, because you're right, there is a line to be drawn, right? Because a lot of times the incel community is about providing tips on how to navigate this alleged female-dominated world that has so oppressed these men. But oftentimes there's this darker, much very, very dark side to men's reaction, which is sort of a total nihilism. You know, the struggle for men's rights is seen as a Darwinian struggle over status and resources with women. And there are some misogynists who get to the point which they feel that there's nothing to be done and the game is lost. Elliot Rodger, who killed, I believe it was, six people in Isla Vista, California a few years ago, went on incredible misogynist rants using this kind of vocabulary on YouTube. At length, he wrote an entire manifesto in which he essentially said, I've been robbed of my confidence and my masculinity by women who deny me and seek out alpha males, and sort of that he's been led to this act of ultimate and nihilist and compensatory revenge, which is not to say that these ideologies always end there, but they most certainly sometimes do. And since then, by the way, I'll mention real quick, the Toronto van attacker was not the only one to praise Elliot Rodger. Nicholas Cruz, the Parkland shooter, also went to great length to praise Elliot, at least once commented online that Elliot Rodger will never be forgotten, etc.
So investigators are looking now into the postings in the background of Alec Manassian as they try to piece together motives for this horrific crime in Toronto. And Jack Smith, it's giving us a window, whether it's the cause or not, it's giving us a window into this disturbing world of misogyny and sometimes violence.